No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding Ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome in to the Rockies Insider. I'm your host, Patrick Lyons, with a Sunday special. This is my first one dropping on Sunday morning for you maniacs out there. I love talking about baseball. Probably too much. It's not bad for my health, but it's too darn much. But when y'all listen and give me that love, I got to pull through for you and give you some more content on what's going on with the Rockies in the minor leagues. I've got some more stuff to clear out of my notebook. But really, more importantly, most importantly, what is the latest prospect, the amateur player that's going to go to the Rockies at number 4 in this year's draft? It may shock you. It may excite you. The Tampa Bay Rays are making a lot of news, some good, some bad, some nefarious. We'll leave it at that. You know, this week was a good week for a lot of prospects. On Wednesday, Charlie Condon was one of the minor league baseball's top performers, continues with the multi-hit efforts, 7th in June, and he's playing really well, hitting over 300 in over 30 games with high A Spokane, OPS just under 900, and he is a guy that time and time again, people think, hey, he's going to be ready to move up to double A, and when you see that there's been so many other players from the 2024 draft class getting promoted to the majors, it certainly is going to make you excited and saying, hey, maybe this is also another young guy that is ready for more, because teams are definitely being a lot more aggressive with their promotions to the majors. And we know the Rockies don't really have anything blocking. They don't have anything blocking Charlie Condon right now in the corner outfield, and they don't have anything blocking him right now at first base, because Michael Toley right now is still somewhat of a question mark. Like, this, that's his position to lose. But Charlie Condon, if he gets, you know, hot enough, or if he plays well enough to the level that, you know, the Rockies thought he was when they selected him 3rd overall last July as the Golden Spikes Award winners, the best college player in the nation, then, you know, Michael Toley is going to need to get out of Condon's way. But he had a wrist fracture that cost him the first 6 weeks of the season. And that is a factor in this, in kind of taking things a little bit slower, because that jump from high A to double A is a doozy. And I think if that wrist issue wasn't there, you know, you might see him getting called up. But be patient, because I really think after the Futures game, we'll probably get rosters here actually pretty soon, come to think of it, because it's different than the All-Star game. It's just really, you know, every team giving, you know, give us a list of about 3 guys and we'll select 2 to 3 guys off of it. We'll kind of mix and match so that we've got somebody at every single position. And if the Rockies say, hey, we want Charlie Condon to go and participate in that and highlight him, which you got to like the odds of something like that, since this will be played in Atlanta, in the state of Georgia, as a guy from the University of Georgia, you know, that would certainly put him high on that list. Are they going to be cautious because of the injury? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we'll see him there in the Futures game. And then after that, boom, maybe you go have him in Double A. And there could be those growing pains there with Hartford. And that's going to be okay. But if you can finish the season at Double A, even if it really is only, you know, the final 2-3 weeks of the season, maybe they wait that long. Don't know. But even if they wait until the middle parts of August before they promote him to Double A, finishing at Hartford puts him on the doorstep of being in the major leagues even early next year. And that all but guarantees him, you know, an invitation to big league camp next spring. So he's been really good. We saw McCade Brown continuing to really find his own as a guy that is also returning from Tommy John surgery. Was a third round pick out of the University of Indiana in 2021, but he has now been really good since his promotion last month to Double A. 2-0 with a 2.31 ERA, 14 hits, but only 5 walks to 33 strikeouts. I've said it time and time again that the strikeout to walk ratio for a minor leaguer, a minor league pitcher, is a huge indicator of future success. It means you're filling up the strike zone and you're missing bats, which is something that not every minor leaguer is capable of doing. So that is a really good thing. Has only allowed 3 earned runs and has struck out 16 through his last 18 and a third innings in 4 June starts. So really good stuff from McCade Brown. He is somebody that should certainly be on the radar and might even get a big league invite next year himself, a guy that has gotten invites, I think it's been the last 3 years, honestly. Zach Veen, 4-for-5 on Thursday night, 3 runs scored. He's starting to catch fire a little bit. Now has a 5-game hitting streak entering the weekend. So nice to see for Zach Veen getting back there. I'll be talking, you might even hear it tomorrow, or if you're listening to this on Sunday, well, I'm not going to be doing a live show on Sunday, but you'll hear it on Monday, tomorrow, me talking about the trade deadline acquisitions and or the opposite of acquisitions, trade deadline jettisons. Yeah. Who are the guys that the Rockies need to deal, should deal? Is there anybody that is like hands off entirely? You can't trade this guy. There are some people within the organization that think there is nobody right now that shouldn't be on the trade block. Doesn't mean everyone will get traded, but there is no one that if the right offer comes, you should say, wait. You have to hold on to this guy. Do you? I'll talk about that. But if and when that does go down and you get any outfielders that get moved, Zach Veen, boom, he's got his spot now back in Denver at Coors Field. There was an interesting note from the Dodgers series. If anyone went to the games, I think in all 3 games, there was a note up on the Rockies Vision on the Jumbotron that Mookie's cousin, Terry Shumpert, played with the Rockies. Should be noted that it is actually, well, yeah, I said it right. It's Mookie Betts' cousin was Terry Shumpert, not his nephew. It feels like his nephew because it was Terry's cousin. Mookie Betts' mom is Terry Shumpert's cousin, and Terry Shumpert's mom pretty much took care of his cousin. And so his cousin is like a sister, like a sibling to him. And so, you know, the family is really close. And so it's cool that Terry got his shout out as a guy who's, you know, certainly fondly remembered by a lot of Rockies fans from his 5 seasons or parts of 5 seasons with the Rockies from 98 to 2002. It was also interesting going to the game on Thursday with my dad, got tickets and just went relaxed, you know, missed out on a lot of baseball with my dad living in another state. So now that he's here in Colorado, it's nice to go to as many games as possible and realize that we were at the one game that Judge homered in the stands. He was there in the stands. And on Thursday, Ohtani homered. And I thought, wait a minute, how many different ballparks so far this year have both Ohtani and Judge homered at? Crunch the numbers. And so far, and basically the first half of the season, 2. Dodger Stadium and Coors Field. So cool for my dad that he actually got to see both those guys homer in the two games he has gone to this year. But watching the Dodgers get ready, you know, they're trying to win a World Series. They're not trying to win a game. They're trying to win a World Series. And that's comprised of singular games, yes. But 90 minutes before first pitch at Coors Field, you saw Mookie Betts taking ground balls, the only guy out there in the infield at shortstop. He's been really solid defensively. You go and look at his offensive numbers, and they're getting a little bit better. He's starting to warm up a bit. But the defensive metrics really love what he's been able to do. He might very well be a finalist for the Gold Glove Award. And if he wins the Gold Glove Award at shortstop, I think he'll be the first player to ever win a Gold Glove Award at shortstop and a position other than third base. But it's insane. And he's doing it the opposite way. He's not a shortstop that went to right field. He's not like Robin Yount, who won an MVP at shortstop and then won an MVP at center field for the Brewers. Like, this is the opposite of that. So you had Mookie Betts warming up 90 minutes before the game, and then Shohei Ohtani in center field, getting his pitching in, getting ready for his next start. So impressive stuff by those guys. Now, main topic of the day has to be, and on social media, there was definitely some traction. People, their eyebrows were raised in the latest projection by MLB Pipeline of what's the top 10 going to look like? What's the top 10 picks going to be? And for the first time, they've got Cade Anderson going first overall, the LSU lefty who was the star, one of the stars of the College World Series for the Tigers. He's someone that when I first talked about a month and a half, 2 months ago, saying, hey, this is a guy where if he gets hot, I can really see him going to the Rockies fourth. And now all of a sudden he might be off the table by the time the Rockies get an opportunity to pick. At number two, Liam Doyle, who I've seen kind of up and down the top 10. Some people even have him slightly outside of the top 10, but a lefty at the University of Tennessee, dude's an absolute bulldog. You know, teams would love a guy like that. So number two, doesn't surprise me him going there. Ava Arquette, shortstop from Oregon State. Look, if that happens, you've got two big choices. There's one choice that's not a big choice, and that's Seth Hernandez. You do not need to go after a high school pitcher. And I've said it before, but I've spoken with people that think that the state of the Rockies is so bad right now that there are some high school players, not all, but there are some high school players that if they get selected by the Rockies fourth overall, once you're after that, you know, the money might do a lot more talking, but you might actually choose to go to college and say, you know what, I'll be fine. I'm going to go have fun playing ball and, you know, in Nashville for the University or Vanderbilt University, you know, going to LSU. There's a lot of great college programs out there, a lot of college powerhouses that just they're fertile soil for future big leaguers and future all-stars and MVPs. And if you're selected by an organization that has trouble developing players and you've got your options, you might as well take them. And that could very well happen with someone like a Seth Hernandez. And frankly, the Rockies just don't have a good track record of developing high school players at any position. So they should be avoiding them, which is why the guy that I've said for a while now that I think the Rockies should consider going after, and there's a period of time where he was the first overall pick on some draft boards, but lefty Jamie Arnold from Florida State University. For me, he's been the guy the entire year for them. So we'll see if that happens. But the first one who's also a prep player, who's also a high school player, is the one that MLB Pipeline is now projecting. Just this list is really just for funsies. So I really shouldn't throw water on this because this is fun to think about. But still, in the latest MLB Pipeline mock draft, they've got Ethan Holliday heading to the Colorado Rockies with the number four overall pick in the 2025 MLB draft. Yes, the son of Matt Holliday.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The runner-up for the 2007 National League MVP, the guy with better Hall of Fame credentials than you might realize, his son, whose brother, Jackson Holliday, is already in the major leagues and is one of the finalists at second base in the American League to start the All-Star game. He is now potentially going to be available for the Rockies as a shortstop that might be a little too big. Maybe he needs to move over to third base. From Stillwater, Oklahoma. The write-up for MLB Pipeline says, quote, if he doesn't go to the Nationals, speaking of Ethan Holliday, this continues to be the most likely spot for Matt's kid. The Rockies could also consider Hernandez, no, or Arnold, yes, here, if they want to go with an arm. That would be interesting. Ethan Holliday to the Rockies. When I talked to him last year, he marveled at how beautiful the ballpark is and was really excited and really, you know, kind of amped up at like, yeah, I wouldn't mind calling this my home ballpark. So despite the reputation the Rockies have, Ethan Holliday, I think, would be really one of only a few high school players that I don't think, and not only wouldn't have a problem with being drafted by the Rockies, but would relish in it. There's a lot of players I think that really wouldn't have a problem, but are they fourth overall pick material? Probably not. But Ethan Holliday and, you know, maybe Matt Holliday is going to want to try to work his way, not in the front office, but maybe back on the field. Could he do the Deion Sanders thing? I've said it before. Could he be the Deion Sanders of the Rockies and say, you know what, I'm going to manage my son in the majors? Would that happen? Would the Rockies allow that to happen? They might. I don't think it would make for a total carnival. It would make for like a total sideshow in the same way that sometimes Deion can be up in Boulder, because, you know, Matt's a baseball guy in that way, and, you know, can be dry in that way. We know Deion's flashy and that's his bag. That's his thing that works for him, but that can give you some bad headlines. Matt Holliday's not going to create any bad headlines for the Rockies. If people feel the headline is bad in and of itself because they're bringing back a former player who wants to manage his son. Okay, yeah, sure. Like that's pretty obvious optics, but is Matt Holliday going to be a problem as a possible future manager of this team? I don't think so. So that is an interesting storyline to keep an eye on, to say the least. A couple other tidbits before I get out of here. You see the Nick Martinez near no-hitter on Friday night. He took it into the ninth inning in Cincinnati. He would not get it, and he would need Taylor Rogers of Chatfield High School in Littleton, Colorado to get the final three outs. But the no-hit bid was a double over the head of Rockies' top draft pick in 2017, Ryan Vallade. The ball was struck by 2023 All-Star Game MVP, Elias Diaz. How about that? Cue the Leonardo DiCaprio meme of him snapping his finger, pointing at the screen, saying, hey, that, yeah, we get that. That's all Rocky stuff. That's Colorado. That's crazy that that all happened in one fell swoop. On Tuesday, the fan who heckled Diamondbacks second baseman Ketel Marte at a game on the south side of Chicago at Wrigley Field has been banned indefinitely from all major league stadiums. Someone with direct knowledge told the Associated Press. You probably saw clips of Marte in tears. At first, some folks thought like, oh man, this is just kind of how the Diamondbacks season is going. Ildemario Vargas was removed from the game. Like, just the team has been destroyed by injuries. But then we find out that someone at the ballpark, I almost said White Sox fan. We don't actually know if he's a White Sox fan, but made derogatory comments about Ketel Marte's mother who had passed away a few years prior in 2019, which was just absolutely awful. And there was a really cool Diamondbacks fan group. I wish I remember what it was called. Like, not D-backs, Depot. I've seen them around before. They do a great job. But they said, hey, to support Ketel Marte, wear pink for his mom on Wednesday and after to show support for him. And then sure enough, on Wednesday, Teoscar Hernandez of the Dodgers at Coors Field, he was wearing pink wrist tape. I think he had pink batting gloves on Thursday. So that was really nice to see that support for a guy that, you know, just great ball player. And, you know, God, players are human beings. Please. I think we know that now more than ever. I think, to say it, I feel like every podcast now, you know, if you're listening to this, you get it. But there's a lot of people who don't get it. And if you're around those people, help them get it, because again, ball players are people too. Ron Washington is a person who is a person, and he's going to stay on medical leave. Unfortunately, sad situation there. You know, he's got some health issues at 73 years old. You know, he's kind of been going to the ballpark and, you know, offering up some of his thoughts, but unfortunately, you know, he's had to take a medical leave, and that's going to end. That's going to go until the end of the season. So Ray Montgomery is going to continue as the interim manager of the Los Angeles Angels. Ryan Goings is going to be the bench coach now. So definite thoughts and prayers to Ron Washington, a great baseball guy. Hopefully he's able to make it through. And maybe, hey, maybe he'll have a similar experience with his health that Terry Francona did, where, hey, Francona had to step away. Then he comes back. And I think everyone would love to see that with Ron Washington. Tampa Bay Rays. Let's get to them. Remember when the Orioles blew an 8-0 lead to the Rays at George M. Steinbrenner Field like a week and a half ago? Well, the Rays, they blew their own big lead. So the Rays got 9 on the Orioles to come back. Orioles blew the 8-0 lead. Well, on Friday night, the Rays blew a 6-0 lead in Baltimore, Camden Yards, and the Orioles went on to win 22-8, tying them for the second most runs in a game in Baltimore history. And that is far from the worst thing that's happened to this organization in like the past 48 hours. The Rays, they've got their own issue with where they're going to play going forward, because there's like a 70% chance they could play in October. Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic was reporting that, you know, Major League Baseball is having conversations like, where do they go? Like, they can't play in a ballpark with like 11,000 seats in the ALCS. Besides, there's a whole revenue thing. Like, there's a player's pool of money that they're supposed to get. That's 60% of gate receipts from postseason games. And so if you have less people at the games, the guys aren't making as much money. So, you know, are they going to have to like relocate at like a neutral site in Miami at Lone Depot Park? Will it have to be Truist Park in Atlanta, since those are the two closest stadiums? Don't know. Not clear. It seems like this could be a fun thing of like, oh man, where are these games going to get played? Like, could they play it on the south side of Chicago? Like, we know Wrigley Field is not going to be used in Chicago. Like, yeah, we know that, but it's just an awful situation. Just not a good look, but this is where we're at. Last but not least, I do want to remember Dennis Georgitas, who was a great writer here in Denver. He covered sports in the greater Denver area for the Associated Press since 2008. He was someone I shared the press box with. He passed away earlier in the week and was a really nice guy, sweet man. And I got to know him a little bit, and I would always pester him for stories on Barry Bonds because, you know, he worked for a while for the San Jose Mercury News and the Associated Press out there, covered the 49ers for 17 years between those companies. And he worked in San Diego for the AP and San Francisco for a combined 18 years. And yeah, he delivered every time with the Barry Bonds stories. What I didn't know, and again, I talked to him more and hung out more in that way. But he owned and operated a cafe in Denver, Melita's Greek Cafe. So I don't know if you know that place, but that was Dennis's. He sold it in January of 2020. I was also glad to hear that he bought some farmland in California for a vineyard, about 30 acres, and he was making grapes for wine, and he was able to, you know, kind of retire there in this last year of his life. So a good man, Dennis Georgitas. He will be missed, certainly, around the ballpark. So I did want to give him some love, some shout out. If you do know him, if you do know his family, please give them my best wishes. At Patrick D. Lyons, at Patrick D. Lyons MLB, Rockies Insider on YouTube. Like, share, subscribe, that whole thing. Appreciate you joining me for this Sunday special, one of one edition. I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to be doing a lot more of these. I need my days off. Sunday's a good day to have off, but had a lot of content, had a lot of things to say and talk about, and you guys have been treating me really great, so I appreciate that. Leave a review. That would treat me even greater. Would appreciate that. So thanks for the momentum on this audio-only edition, but that kind of momentum, it's only as good as my next show, so you know I'll talk to you tomorrow.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole-body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. That's KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.